to the August version, August 2022 version of Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And thank you all, too, for being here live with us today. And we are going to be talking about capturing more business in challenging times. As we all know, we've seen a lot of mortgage lending headlines in the news lately. And Todd Cholovec here from CU Members Mortgage, you're a loan officer manager there at CU Members Mortgage, Todd. He's going to be here chatting with us today about some kind of solutions and what's going on out there and on this topic of capturing more business challenging times. So Todd, welcome to the show, man. I'm happy to have you here. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here. Yeah.
Good. Well, glad you're here, and we're going to share your expertise today about capturing more business in challenging times when it's focusing on credit union mortgage lending. And but before we get to that, Todd, tell us a little bit about what you do as a loan officer manager there at CU Members Mortgage.
Sure. Yeah, I've been with CU Members Mortgage for 17 years as a loan officer.
And oh my God, 17 years. You've seen a lot.
Yes, I've seen quite a few changes in markets and all that good stuff over the years. Five of those as a loan officer manager, and I've been in the mortgage business for 22 years. So it's been a great experience.
Okay. Yeah. You have literally seen the roller coaster up close and personal. So you know a lot here, Todd. So we're very happy to have you on the show today. And so let's hear about capturing more business in a challenging market. And let's just kind of kick things off here. It seems like every lender today out there is struggling a bit right now, or experiencing some sort of challenge or another. So can you give us some insight on how to grow the pipeline when rates are continuing to inch upwards, even home prices are inching up? Well, I don't think they are inching, they're skyrocketing upwards. So what's the secret here? What's the secret sauce, Todd?
Sure. Yep. So let's begin by understanding why we need to discuss this. I mean, we've been in market for many years where the rates have been at all-time lows. I mean, it took little effort to keep the pipelines full. People could afford to buy more home with less money, and they were buying without hesitation. Yeah. But those times have definitely changed. Today, borrowers are searching for the very best deal they can find because homes are more expensive and the rate to borrow is higher. We've gone from record low interest rates to slowly inching upwards, and might even say rapidly inching upwards.
Yes.
While some of these rates still aren't high by any means, they're higher than what most have seen in their history of buying a home, and it tends to make them uncomfortable. I remember a time when getting an 11% interest rate was the norm.
I know.
But for those who have only purchased a home within the last 20 years, they're accustomed to seeing rates below 10%, or for many, even lower than 5%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Plus, the home prices have increased as well, which means not only is it more expensive to borrow money, but a more expensive sales price too. And that is making the borrowers motivated to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're already paying a lot more for everything else in the world, so it's natural to shop for deals and try to save some money.
Yep.
As a result of this, lenders are finding borrowers will not hesitate to check a few more websites or make a few more phone calls to find the best rate. It's just so easy for them to find more quotes with just a few more clicks online.
Yep.
So we definitely have to adjust our sales strategies to make more loans.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and I'm going to step back in time here for a second, Todd, because I remember we bought our first home way back in the 90s, oh my gosh, I'm going to date myself here, but in the late 90s, and we were tickled pink to get like a 7% interest rate. We were like over the moon about that. It was like, oh my gosh. And I remember even going back further, and my parents getting like 11% interest rate, and they were over the moon about that. It was like, so how times have changed. I love how you pointed out that a certain generation has never seen anything over single digits in an interest rate. So great point. So we've seen obviously a big shift in the market. So what can loan officers do about it? What can a credit union loan officer do about it right now?
Well, I would say that the secret is to understand how you can impact a member's decision by engaging with them and sharing why it's so important they do business with you.
Yep, no doubt. So how do they do that?
Well, there are several factors that come into play here that loan officers should understand, grasp, and start implementing into their daily activity. The first is to have a conversation with every single pre-qual, and that has been essential to my sales technique over the years. If you don't get a chance to talk with them, you can't win the deal. So first you have to pick up the phone and stop leaning to automated emails and text messages. Well, those are important for follow-up. It's essential to get on the phone and talk with a borrower every single time. I mean, conversation means connection.
Yeah, you got to create that bond. You got to create that trust in the beginning. Yeah. And then that's when the real conversation can start for sure. So right. Now you've got to talk to them. So you've got to talk to them to be able to sell, right? So that totally makes sense here. So what's the next step here?
Yep. So the next step is once you have them on the phone and you're going to want to build rapport and trust, and that comes with connection.
Mm-hmm.
This will happen with a caring and empathetic dialogue, asking questions, providing options, and understanding their needs and frustrations. We want to make the member feel comfortable and willing to share all the details that make them excited about financing a home. This comes with asking the right questions and shaping the conversation. In my 22 years of being in this business, I've heard loan officers make the conversation very transactional and then ask themselves why they see borrowers go to another lender for a better rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you have the absolute best rate out there, you can't lead with the rate and expect to keep the deal. You know, let's be honest. You aren't always going to have the best rate, and that's okay. You aren't selling rate. At the end of the day, you are selling solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to engage with them by asking them questions that spur a conversation about their story. Of course, you have to ask the business questions like their name, their address, the amount they want to borrow, and so forth. But the important questions for connection are in the details. Why are they financing? How is the process going so far? Have you gone through this process before? Any challenges with the mortgage or home shopping process in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever their answer, it is part of their story. You want to get them to share that story and become part of it. And that happens by you learning all about them.
Yeah, no doubt. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to be loyal to your credit union because they've done business with you in the past. So again, you've already had that established trust. So that loyalty, so you really got to take advantage of that, right? So that's huge in this market. So the connection builds trust. So let's take it from there, Todd.
Yep. Yeah. So connection builds trust, but just as important as hearing their stories to share little details about you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they feel they know you too. Now there's a fine line with this. You don't want to make this conversation all about you. As we know, the person asking the questions controls the conversation. So you want the conversation to be about them. And you want to validate what they are saying and help them know you understand where they are and what their goal is.
Mm-hmm.
It brings empathy into the story,
yep.
And it's a great part of the loan officer's job. It's also important to answer all of their questions and help them understand what's ahead and teach them along the way. It's not unusual for them to be a little overwhelmed and excited and to not have questions right away. But make sure they know you are there to answer whatever questions they have, whenever mm-hmm. they have them.
Mm-hmm.
Offer them options and walk them through them to help them understand them. It's often that when you provide options, you discover a need that still needs met. When you then make them feel confident you are there for them and will be throughout the process. You want them to feeling so comfortable with you, they won't hesitate to contact you with more questions moving forward.
Yeah.
Make them know you were there for them.
Yeah, and especially in a first-time home buyer situation, because it's buying a home, you know, daunting experience. You know, it's probably the biggest purchase you'll ever have in your entire life.
That is
especially
exactly right.
These days. So tell me a little bit about the options you quote, and the impacts, the members' choices that they make. So doesn't giving them options that might confuse them? Is that a fair assessment, or?
Well, I found, you know, the opposite of that. Talking them through options, you know, with the members, extremely important to help them make an educated decision, and it helps them build confidence and promotes transparency in the process. Depending on the scenario, it may make sense to compare a loan, for example, with points or without points, or compare a conventional product with a government loan program. There will be some cases where only one loan program makes sense for the borrower with their financial needs. But there are still options we can present within the pricing of the loan. I've seen many scenarios where if we assumed the borrower wouldn't be interested in the additional options, we would not have met their needs. And at the end of the day, we provide options and offer advice to build confidence and rapport with the member.
Yep, no doubt. It goes a long, long way. Again, especially in a home buying situation, which can be daunting, they're going to lean on you for sure. They're going to lean on you for that information. And you probably know that all too well, being in business for 22 years. So gosh. So it sounds like it's a lot more than just having a conversation with a member and buying a house. So what's the biggest mistake that you see loan officers make during a conversation, part of this equation? Because before you mentioned that it's not just about a transaction. It's about being there and meeting their needs and being empathetic about it, right?
Right. I would say assumptions are a big one. You know, they're bad habits and very impactful in a loan situation. So let me explain. So for example, it is a disservice to your borrower to assume they would not consider an FHA loan due to the mortgage insurance that's added to the monthly payment. So for example, if you're asking questions like, if you don't mind me asking, what is the purpose of a cash out or refinance? They may reveal a need that you are not aware of how the loan makes sense with another program. Maybe there is a reason you need to offer FHA that you don't even know. I recall a transaction where the loan officer did not want to offer the program, FHA program, because mm-hmm. the borrower was below 80% loan to value.
Mm-hmm.
The loan officer initially assumed it would not make sense for the transaction, which I can understand, and most would.
Yeah.
But that was before we knew the whole story. The loan was not approvable conventionally, and the credit was too low to meet the credit union's requirement for a second mortgage. So after asking the right questions, the borrower had a financial need for the loan that made sense to them, and it resulted in a loan that met the need and made a very happy member.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also a bad practice to assume someone would not pay discount points. Yeah. You could ask, do you have an idea of how long you will keep this loan or keep this property or pay on this mortgage loan? Their response gives you an opportunity to look at break-even points or different pricing scenarios. Additionally, you do not want what else they're going to see out there when they're shopping for other offers. Early in my career, I often quoted one way without points. And then I learned that assuming you know your borrower is not a good practice. I recall following up with a borrower at one point in time to learn that they went with another lender and the rate that they received was bought down with points.
Oh,
I could have had that same opportunity, but I lost that transaction.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, we all learn the hard way and it seems to be a pretty good lesson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we all know what happens when you assume.
Exactly.
We'll stop it there because this is a family show, but yeah, assuming is not a good thing.
Right. So as much of a connection you've made with the member, and the conversation can be going great, you can't assume you know them. So that's a huge mistake, like we just mm-hmm. mentioned. You know, suggest the viable options. Ask questions if they would consider them. Don't assume anything, or you could be pushing yourself right out of a deal.
Yeah, no doubt. And I liked how you touched on that. There's a lot of competition out there, too. So there, especially these days. So folks are looking around not only to find the best rate, but the best service and the easiest service, all that type of stuff. So I'm so glad you brought that up. So I like that options. I like options, and I think most people do out there. And just to be educated on all that, on all of the choices out there. So who doesn't like things to fit just perfectly? So now that you've got the member connected, what's next, Todd? What's next? Now that we've got that connection going.
So next, the good part. Next comes conversion. You know, you've made the call to have the conversation. You've connected with them, engaged them with them to build trust and rapport, asked all the right questions. You've given them options to consider. They're pretty invested at this point, but you aren't done yet. You must ask for their business. And I think this is where loan officers fail the most. They don't get the business because they don't ask for it.
Right.
So once you've gathered the information, you've heard their story, established their goal in financing, ask them to move forward with a loan. You can start with, do you have any questions about what we've discussed so far? Or is there anything I've presented that you are not comfortable with? And then finally, you'll say, if you have no additional questions, our next step is in proceeding into a loan. If you have built trust and rapport, your chance of them moving forward with the transaction will be much better than with the standard transactional questioning processes out there.
Completely.
The goal is to keep them on the phone when they want to move forward without being pushy.
Yep.
And that's very important. You know, being pushy will not work in today's environment. And again, you're just trying to help them meet their goals.
Yep.
You know, if you've done everything you can but still can't get them to commit, ask them to commit to at least talk to you at a determined time. Like, okay, I understand you aren't ready to move forward yet. Can I reach out to you tomorrow? Or when would be a good time to talk about this further? Designating a follow-up time as a commitment. The idea here is to get them to feel as if they've committed to you and will ensure they won't pass you up when they call you again for follow-up.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Isn't that sales 101 is to ask for it? So, I mean, sometimes people need, I get that you don't want to be too pushy, but sometimes you got to push just a little bit to get them to move forward. Right. So, Yeah, you know that all too well in your experiences. So there's a lot of thought through this whole process. So what else can we learn here, Todd?
You know, this is not rocket science. At the end of the day, it just boils down to finding out what the potential borrower needs, then really trying to help them and provide solutions that accomplish their goals.
Yeah.
You could build trust and rapport and then work into questions and learn all about them and then ask for the business.
Yeah, no doubt. So it sounds simple enough. So what other tips do you have for loan officers to sell around the rate these days?
Yeah. So when you are engaged in the conversation, the member is really looking forward to you to answer an unspoken question. Why should I work with you?
Good question. Yeah,
they won't necessarily ask it, but it's the underlying question. So yeah, make sure we answer it. Now, we've got lots of reasons to share with a member. We have a realtor refund program, a closing guarantee we just implemented.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To make it easy to work through the loan process with our technology resources. We even offer retained servicing for almost all the loans we close.
Mm-hmm.
But service is the main reason the credit union is selected, and they are going to see that when they work with me.
Yep.
As a loan officer, I want to remember all these great selling points and make sure the member knows we have lots of reasons why they should work with us. I even suggest keeping a list at your desk so you can remember them quickly and easily. What makes your credit union so special?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, to have those bullet points or whatever right handy at the ready for sure. And pretty soon you'll have them memorized. So this is awesome, Todd. So I really feel like loan officers can step away with these tips and know how to be a bit more strategic in their conversation with members. Is that kind of the aim here?
I hope so. I think credit unions have a special connection with their members, and it's natural to engage with them and help them find solutions to their lending needs.
And
loan officers need to remember to take these three steps. And I would like to repeat them again.
Please do.
First, you build trust and rapport. Then you ask your qualifying questions, and then finally ask for the business. I mean, let's face it, nobody wakes up in the morning and is excited to go shopping for a mortgage. I can relate to this with shopping for insurance, too. I'm doing that currently. But if you build trust and rapport early on in the conversation, your pull-through percentages will definitely improve.
Yeah.
They will be less apt to shop, and as a result of the comfort level you've established with the member.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but shopping for a house is pretty darn fun, and getting that loan is pretty satisfactory as well. So this is fantastic stuff, Todd. Thank you so much for bringing your expertise and your insights today. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Anything else that you want to share? Because obviously we're in a very interesting market right now, as we all know, with the high housing prices. Supply, rates, anything else that you want to throw in there just to kind of wrap up?
You know, I think it's really, you know, 80% of our incoming applications are prequels. You know, we've lost the refi boom. It'll come back.
Yeah.
But currently we're in a purchase market. So we really have to focus on nurturing those pre-qualifications and taking care of those members and doing extensive follow-up, just staying with them throughout the entire process. I think that goes a long ways. Compared to in the past, we'd shoot out a link and quote a rate, send out the letter, and you know that was, you know, next thing you know, you have five more loans on your desk. So
right. You
really have to work on your follow-up and build that relationship.
Yeah. Now that is way more important than ever in these days, especially in today's market. And who knows what's going to happen in 2023? Goodness gracious.
<That's right. laughs>
But every day is an adventure for you, Todd. So we appreciate your time and your expertise once again. And gosh, great, great stuff. There's tons of takeaways too. So everybody, thank you so much for being here today with us for this month's Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And again, Todd, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. And if we had time, I'd ask you to play something on your guitar, but you probably got stuff to do, but I appreciate your time.
Maybe next time.
Next time. Let's do it next time. All right.
All right.
You can do the intro music. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, Todd. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. And again, thank you everybody for being here with us live today. And if you missed part of it or all of it, we will have the recording posted here on CU Broadcast a little bit later today. So you can watch the entire recording in its entirety and then be with us again in 30 days for September's Mortgage Monthly. We'll have another great subject matter expert here giving us the latest and greatest going on in the mortgage lending industry and how your credit union can excel in that area. So again, thank you again to the folks at CU Members Mortgage as well for providing this information to us on a monthly basis. So again, we will see you guys in 30 days. Thanks again for attending. We'll see you next month.
All right.